One of the Baton Rouge police officers has been reported, had a posting on his social media, "Don't let hate infect your heart." He went out and his heart was taken from him because of hate. He's dead. But the posting is so poignant and is so important that people need to sit back and realize that beer summits and dumb comments from politicians won't change that hate overnight. In fact, sometimes it fuels it. And I'm not sure why these politicians can't sit back and realize that. We talked about it yesterday. Talk about it more today. No matter what it is the people that go out and serve you, that try and protect you, that put their lives on the line in that dark alley or that car stop or that, well, the cops and men and women out there looking over their shoulders every day now, riding with two people in cars, and the bike officers and the cop on the beat going to that domestic dispute, getting set up. I was set up one time in a fairly serious situation where a suspect had set a fire, a very large fire that distracted the emergency services where I was working at the time, and I was one of them. And at the same time that fire was being held, that suspect was robbing a bar and ended up shooting the owner. And we couldn't get to the call fast enough because of the fire distraction, small police department. And so that distraction is there. People, crooks aren't stupid. The crazy people aren't stupid. The ones that are out there with that hate, that has been fueled by the comments that we hear in the media. And the media, you know, I don't know, the talking heads that come on these shows seem to be completely one way or completely the other way, and you don't see too many of them in the middle. Networks are the same way. But that Baton Rouge officer's posting is something that we should all remember, no matter what it is. But for sure, protecting law enforcement has got to be the most important thing, and don't let hate get to your heart. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.